This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Authorities in France have issued preliminary charges against Telegram messaging app CEO Pavel Durov. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports.
Allegations against Russian-born Durov, who is also a French citizen, include that his platform is being used for child sexual abuse material and drug trafficking, and that Telegram refused to share information with investigators when required by French law. The loudest outrage over Durov's arrest appears to be from Russia, who says it's an infringement upon freedom of speech, even though Russia also sought to block the app for allowing opposition activists to use the platform and try to force them to hand over information from the 2013-2014 uprising in Ukraine that led to the ousting of a pro-Kremlin president. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Opponents of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro took to the streets Wednesday to revive protests disputing the results of the recent presidential election. AP correspondent Haya Panjiwani has more.
The demonstrations in the capital, Caracas, come exactly a month after the fraught July 28th vote, in which Maduro was declared the winner despite strong evidence that opposition candidate Edmundo González won by a nearly 2-1 margin. In weeks of on-again, off-again demonstrations, the opposition's rallying cry has been constant, but so far, ineffective. Opponents are demanding that election officials publish results from each polling station that they say would expose Maduro's attempts to steal the election. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Typhoon Shanshan made landfall in Japan's southwestern Kagoshima Prefecture Thursday. The storm struck the island of Kyushu, carrying wind gusts of 198 kilometers per hour. Japan Meteorological Agency says the typhoon could be one of the strongest to ever hit the region. This is VOA News. Chief Cabinet Secretary Yoshimasa Hayashi told reporters that at least three people were dead because of the typhoon, with one person missing and two others severely injured. More than 250,000 households in seven prefectures are experiencing power outages, while major automakers Toyota and Nissan have suspended operations in some or all of their domestic factories. The UN World Food Program is investigating two of its top officials in Sudan over allegations including fraud and concealing information from donors about its ability to deliver food aid to civilians amid the nation's dire hunger crisis. That's according to several people with knowledge of the probe. That story from correspondent Freddie Joyners of Reuters.
Five of the sources who spoke to Reuters say investigators are looking at whether WFP staff sought to hide the alleged role of Sudan's army in obstructing aid amid a brutal 16-month war with a rival paramilitary for control of the country. When asked about the probe, the WFP said, allegations of individual misconduct related to irregularities in pockets of our operation in Sudan are under urgent review by its Inspector General's office. Meanwhile, the U.S. government's aid agency, USAID, the single largest donor to the WFP, said the allegations were deeply concerning and must be thoroughly investigated. Battling severe hunger on many fronts, the World Food Program is currently seeking close to $23 billion in funding to feed millions of people.
That was Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner. Prosecutors in France say a 33-year-old man accused in an arson attack on a synagogue last weekend said he wanted to defend the Palestinians and change Israel's policy in Gaza. A police officer was injured after the suspect set multiple fires around the Beth Yaakov Synagogue Saturday in the Mediterranean resort town of La Grande Motte. A new study published Wednesday found that wildfires that swept Canada's woodlands last year released more greenhouse gases than some of the largest emitting countries. Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston said the study is calling into question national emissions budgets that rely on forests to be carbon stores.
Fires scorched about 37 million acres across the country, or about 4% of Canada's forests. That adds up to 647 megatons of carbon, more than 7 of the 10 biggest national emitters in 2022. Canada does not include natural phenomena like wildfires in its annual greenhouse gas emissions inventory, according to a 2021 strategy. So the fear is the global carbon budget may be based on inaccurate calculations. That budget is the estimated amount of greenhouse gases the world can keep emitting while holding warming to 1.5 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial levels.
I'm Richard Green for VOA News.